Talk Live, this is your show. You take control and bring up absolutely anything. Saturday Night Edition, and it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We'll literally talk to you about whatever's on your mind, whether it be a political issue or maybe even a personal problem. You got a rant you want to get off your chest. You got some sort of agenda that you want to push. This is the place. We are unlike the rest of talk radio because, well, what are some of the things that set us apart, Manwich?
We don't stick to either the Republican or the Democratic side and just pound home the point about how bad the other party is.
I'll pound home how bad they both are.
That's how I feel.
Yeah. So there's that one aspect, and then, of course, the major aspect to the show is that we don't really screen your calls at all. I mean, we ask you for your name, where you're calling from, what you want to talk about in one word, and how you're listening to the show, and that's it. You get put on hold, and we put you on the air. So if it's your first time listening, you're definitely in for something a little bit different.
Most talk show hosts grandstand and monologue through most of their show, and then they, when they do take calls, they take a statement from the person, and then
click,
berate them, you know, and as they're berating that person for the statement, they click them off.
Right.
And that's just sort of how calls go on talk radio.
And that's
and
the way they
call
say
in if you want to be made fun of and
you know,
whatever.
That's the way they say they're supposed to go, they being the talk radio industry people. You're not supposed to have anybody on the line for longer than 2 minutes.
Yes. We've been told all these things.
Yeah, and I just don't like rules. Man, which rules were made to be broken in my book. And I, as a former talk show caller, know how impersonal and brutal calling a talk show can be. And
it's not very satisfying.
Right. We try to make it a little bit more worthwhile.
You generally don't walk away from a call on most talk shows satisfied.
No, absolutely not.
And if you're going to call this talk show and you think you're going to change our mind from libertarian point of views, well, you're probably going to be dissatisfied there too.
Well, that's not necessarily the point of calling this show. The point is to get your message out there.
Yes.
And actually, in some cases, we love hearing opposing points of view on this show. Those are the best kinds of calls Free Talk Live gets. So,
but so often people call and want to change our views on things.
Good luck. 1-800-259-9231. Actually, we don't make everybody happy, Manwich, on Free Talk Live, and we never will. I mean, that's just reality.
Yeah.
You can't make everybody
happy. Nope.
So one call that we took earlier this week, let's start the show with some emails tonight. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. But again, you can interrupt us anytime at 1-800-259-9231 and bring up whatever you want. We'll start out with an email from Ken. Now, Ken called the show a few nights back. It was the very last call of the show. Now, when we're in the final segment, I mean, there's a clock ticking. We can't get it. We can't extend our show 5 more minutes to give you more time.
Five more seconds.
Right.
Sorry.
No, it just doesn't work that way. So Ken called in towards the end of the show, which is fine, and we had a conversation with him.
A brief one.
And
it can't be more than 3 minutes long.
No,
because he was
three
in
or four minutes, yeah. He wanted to talk about the Supreme Court and world opinion, and we kind of spun onto a tangent because of what he was talking about. Let me just read his email here. He says that, "I thought that I got to set the agenda when I called. What a bizarre misconception. I called to point out that the U.S. Supreme Court has started to cite world opinion as superseding U.S. law. So perhaps Yahoo perceived they might have a problem." He's talking about this.
Well, that's
lawsuit.
An invalid point, because they made a ruling based on, what was the world opinion one? This was on the killing of kids, 16-year-olds and 17-year-olds,
right,
for murder.
Right.
And they cited, among other things, world opinion as one of the reasons why they were, you know, ruling in the way they were.
And when
not
they
to
said,
mention,
when
it's
they,
barbaric.
Right, when they
killing
said
people.
World opinion, they meant that pretty much every country in the world except for the United States and Syria were killing kids. We're not killing kids.
I thought it was Somalia.
Somalia doesn't actually have an official government.
But they are killing kids there.
there's nobody to officially kill kids there. No, I don't think it's Somalia.
Oh, check that out.
Anyway, that's why he called, but when he brought up the whole killing kids issue, we immediately spun that into a tangent issue. And we asked him several questions about how he felt about the death penalty, how he felt about killing kids. And he says, "You decided to go off on a tangent about the death penalty. I called about Yahoo, and I wasn't really prepared to talk about the death penalty. Then you took a cheap shot after I was off the phone. I won't be listening again." Well, Ken, we're sorry to hear that. As far as the tangent about the death penalty thing, this is talk radio. And
you have to make wrap-up statements when people get off. That's just the way it is.
Well, in a way, it wasn't necessarily a cheap shot. It was just I was just disappointed that Ken didn't want to talk about the death penalty, because it was obvious. Because when we started asking him questions about it, he did not feel very comfortable. It was clear that he didn't feel comfortable talking about that issue, especially up against your intellectual prowess, Mandlich. He didn't have a chance on it, and he knew that. And as a matter of fact, I emailed Ken back, and I said, I actually gave him a compliment. I said, Ken, you're unusual amongst callers, because most callers don't have the ability to retrain the conversation back to where they want it to go. Because that's one of the things that talk show hosts are really good at. I mean, if you've ever called a talk show before, and you have a specific issue you want to talk about, they'll bounce they will divert you into a whole other arena that you were not expecting to talk about. Mm-hmm. And then most callers kind of get lost in this morass of the,
right.
the other arena.
What happened to me?
Right. They don't remember what they even originally called for.
Kind of like prom night.
Well, and before they know it, their call's disconnected and they don't ever have a chance to get back to it.
Right.
Since we don't take calls in the same manner here, Ken absolutely had a chance to direct us back, and he did that. I said, Ken, you know, this is a compliment for you. You were able to do something that most talk show callers can't do. Most of them just lose track completely. That's why I used to make notes when I used to call talk shows, because this is the only way to stay on track with a experienced talk show host. So there you go. We are not afraid of taking critique on this show either. 1-800-259-9231.
Thanks for the email.
Yeah, thanks for the email, Ken, and you're probably still listening anyway. 800-259-9231. So, again, just some more emails here, banging through them. This one from, let's see, Question Solution by Daniel Boone.
What?
No, it's actually a guy named John. He works for some company. Daniel Boone. Anyway, his email says, the free market solution to justice seems simple. Firstly, there would be very few disputes if attorneys were disallowed to hold office, appointment, or election. Then the Maritime Admiralty Commercial Courts would evaporate, and the Constitution would again prevail. Law would then be very simple, and the profit motive would be removed. The profit and unaccountability is actually the root of the problem. Judges and attorneys are all indebted to the mother country, and they're all members of the Bar, a British organization. That would be the end of their power and the solution to the fact that a modern American has the better chances of winning at the casino than actually winning in a modern so-called America courtroom. The short answer, stop paying your tyrants and the market has ruled. In fact, stop paying all tyrants such as the IRS and the federal government. P.S. Curse as you please, gentlemen. This isn't a children's show. Kids need to be outside playing. And P.S.S. I think it's supposed to be P.P.S., not P.S.S. Isn't that how it is? Postscript. Postscript.
I know that you can... Then I think it goes to P.P.S.S.
Really?
Yes.
Well, anyway, P.S.S. just found the show, and I love it. So, John, thank you for listening. We certainly appreciate that. He's talking, what he's responding to is...
Wouldn't that be kind of unfair to tell lawyers? Sorry. Every other profession you can be... A politician, but you can't.
Well, yeah, I guess.
It's not very debate.
He's just making the point that these guys are the ones that are writing the laws. The attorneys are the ones that are writing the laws, and then they go and practice that law that they write and make billions and millions of dollars doing it. Have you ever tried reading any of the laws, man?
They're a mess.
How anyone can say that ignorance of the law is no excuse... That doesn't make any sense to me.
Mm.
That would seem to be a valid approach to defense.
Yeah.
How could you expect me to get? Can you imagine like getting up in front of a judge and saying, "Your Honor, could you possibly read through the income tax pages?"
Yeah.
The 70,000? I don't even know how many pages there are. There are countless codes and regulations and details on taxation. There's no way that any average American could know it. Hell, there's no way that a CPA could know them all. Not even the IRS knows
no,
all
they
their
don't.
Regulations. 1-800-25...
And they regularly get them wrong if you call in.
Yes,
and ask.
Actually, about 50% of the time, they get the most basic tax questions wrong. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control. 1-800-259-9231.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Diabetics worldwide are experiencing tremendous success in lowering blood sugar and blood pressure. Attention diabetics and health-conscious Americans. Your body is starving for nutrients. And now there's an exciting new scientific breakthrough making inorganic vitamins and minerals obsolete. Food Matrix technology is breakthrough science, achieving dramatic results for thousands of people. 100% money-back guarantee. Food Matrix will help improve your health, especially diabetics. See the toxic conspiracy video at www.sugarbalance.org. Sugarbalance.org. The U.S. 9th District Court ruled that Food Matrix is better for maintaining vibrant health than our present inorganic vitamin and mineral supplements. The Nobel Prize-winning science of Food Matrix has created an organic formula providing you the vital nutrients you need. Diabetics worldwide are experiencing lower blood sugar and blood pressure, but it's not just for diabetics. Young and old can experience the power of organic Food Matrix supplements. 100% money-back guarantee. See the toxic conspiracy video at www.sugarbalance.org. Sugarbalance.org.
Before you buy a car, get the answers you need to make a smart purchase. Just log on to ConsumerReports.org. You'll discover the Consumer Reports top picks for 2005, how to find a good repair shop, and learn how not to get ripped off when you buy or lease a car. Learn which cars are the safest, including our special feature on electronic stability control. Plus, we'll tell you which cars are the most reliable and what's new for the 2006 model year. At Consumer Reports, we're committed to helping you make the best automotive buying decision. We put each car through 40 rigorous tests, so you'll know what the most highly recommended models are. As an independent nonprofit organization, Consumer Reports is the only major publication that does not accept advertising. That means our expert ratings and recommendations are honest and unbiased. So before you buy that car, log on to ConsumerReports.org, and we'll give you the information you need to make a smart automotive purchase. Consumer Reports. Expert. Independent. Nonprofit.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is your show, and you can take control anytime. Just dial on in. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. This is your show. You can talk about anything, political, personal, anything goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Menwich. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, keep listening to Free Talk Live because we talk about it all the time. Or give them a call at 1-888-532-4604 or log on to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
One of the things that we have touched on a number of times on this show in the past couple of years has been the coming draft in the United States. it certainly feels like the draft is blowing this way.
I hope not.
I hope not, too. I really, really hope that it doesn't happen. But I guess...
I can't see how George Bush can talk about wanting a free nation and then conscripting people. I mean, it's slavery. The draft is
George
slavery.
Bush could easily talk about that. He talks about Social Security. He's obviously a socialist. And George Bush obviously has no problem enslaving people. We're already enslaved. This is just the next logical step.
I hope not.
In enslaving us. Well, the numbers are pointing in that direction. Unfortunately, whenever you look at the actual evidence, it's frighteningly possible that we might be facing a draft sometime soon. And we were talking about it earlier this week, and talking about the stop-loss program where individuals who are in the military are prevented from actually retiring when their time is up. They're forced to stay in, literally at gunpoint, forced to stay in the military until such time as the military deems that it's okay to go home. It's going on, and there are thousands of people who have been stop-loss. One of the things that we were mentioning earlier this week is that they're considering now calling up the individual ready reserves. And I had questions. I'd asked some questions on the air as to, well, what are the details with this individual ready reserves? How do you get involved in the individual ready reserves? How long is one in the individual ready reserves?
I think if you were ever in the military, you're in the individual ready reserves. I think that's what it is.
Here's what someone who actually has some experience.
Right, I'm just asking.
Here's their email from Fernando, or as he calls himself, Nando. Hello, FTL. I really like the show.
Thanks.
It is so good that it almost makes me want to relocate to New Hampshire. Well, we're going to have to get over that whole almost thing, Nando.
Yeah.
I typically listen to the podcast and personally think that it should be number one. I was in the Army between 1986 and 1990 and was placed in the individual ready reserves afterwards. When you sign on the contract, it does have a sneaky clause about years of obligation, which is longer than the so-called active duty. You can use choice to spend these extra years in a National Guard reserve unit, or if you don't choose either of those two, you default into the IRR, the Individual Ready Reserves.
Oh my God.
It does have an expiration date.
Really?
I don't remember how long it was for me. I think there was a total of 6 to 8 years obligation, with 3 years of active duty and the rest in the IRR. So it doesn't go on forever, is what he's saying.
I see. Good.
I was fortunate not to be called back during the first Gulf War. All I remember is that when the final date of obligation came around, you get final orders of discharge in the mail. So he says, when my friend and I got ours during college, we celebrated with a couple of beers and some J's.
Mm.
It was great not having that hanging over your head. So what he's saying is, when you get out of active service in the military,
mm-hmm.
then you've got another 5 years as part of the individual ready reserves, unless you opt into the National Guard or another program like that. And according to him, the individual ready reserves, you don't do anything in that. There's no training required.
No.
You're just part of it, and that means you can be recalled at any time.
So we were pretty close to accurate. We didn't know how long it went on for.
Right. And he says, also, it's you're correct about not getting that much money for college. My recruiter only signed me up for the GI Bill, but it turns out I also qualified for an Army college grant. I didn't find this out until I got in and compared my story with the other soldiers. I would have fared better with the grants. This is also a good deal for the military, since you need to put money in to get the GI Bill. And he says that back in the 80s, it was $100 a month for 1 year during that time. Most soldiers put money in. But then they never go to college and collect on the GI Bill. And guess who gets to keep the money?
Not a bad deal.
Good old Uncle Sam gets to keep the money.
He loves keeping your money.
Yeah, but he says, I did fare better in the end because as a veteran in the state of Illinois, I got to go to a state-funded university, tuition-free. Again, love the show. Oh. You guys rock. Keep the faith. Fernando, consider it kept. Thanks for the email.
That's nice.
Yeah. We like it when we hear from former military people. 1-800-259-9231. It's been a while also since we've heard from Adrian. Adrian in Baghdad.
Yeah.
We don't know what's
going
on with him.
We got a couple calls from Baghdad, didn't we?
Adrian actually did call in from Baghdad at one point
mm-hmm.
on the show. It was something like 4 in the morning when he actually... 4 in the morning there when he called the show here.
Mm.
And Adrian is, for those of you who are just newer listeners to the show, he was one of our original listeners back when we started over 2 years ago.
Mm.
And he actually had called in to Free Talk Live telling us about how he was going to be joining the military. And what was it? I mean, I basically told him, dude, this is a mistake. Mm-hmm. You don't want to be doing this, but he went ahead and did it anyway.
Yeah.
And he's kind of just been our man on the inside. He's kind of been our man in Baghdad ever since. And it's been a number of months since we've heard from him, so we always get nervous when we don't hear from Adrian what's been going on over there. And the last time we spoke with him, he was feeling a little bit of regret at not taking our advice in the beginning, because he'd much rather be here instead of facing flying bullets and that sort of thing.
Yeah, those things will get you. Those things can kill you.
No doubt about it. 1-800-259-9231. Just cleaning up, doing cleanup on some of these emails here. We don't read all the emails we get. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. Finally, Manwich, your favorite issue, the death penalty. A simple email from Mobile. He says...
His name is Mobile?
Mobile. Mm-hmm. Everybody pronounces it differently depending on what part of the country.
Is there an E on it?
There is an E.
I thought that's Mobile.
Maybe it is Mobile. That's how they say it in Alabama, at least.
Okay, go ahead.
My feeling with the death penalty is that someone pleads guilty, they should be killed. Why wouldn't you? He asks. Why wouldn't you, I guess he means, why wouldn't you want them to be killed if they pleaded guilty? What do you say to that, Manwich?
Sometimes people plead guilty for the purpose of not being killed. You know, I mean, they're coerced. Every once in a while... Yeah, there's a case.
Maybe he's talking about this in like the scenario of there is no death penalty. Like, let's pretend like there's no death penalty, but somebody's been found, somebody's been pulled in for a crime, and he says, "I'm guilty. I killed that woman and her children."
Wouldn't you say that if somebody, somebody in that instance would be crazy, they'd be suicidal, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
By definition, they are suicidal, and I have to wonder about what their motives are. They can kill themselves. Why do I have to go through the trouble?
Yeah, why would the state have to do it in that case? I mean, if that was the scenario that he's suggesting, and that was the only one it really makes sense in.
And he's kind of got me on my stance. My stance is that I don't have a problem with the death penalty.
Mm.
I only have a problem with the fallibility of humans. And he says here, of course, if somebody pleads guilty, why not kill them then?
You're right. A lot of people do plead guilty under duress, and that's certainly not something.
Apparently,
that we
I'm
want.
Not for the death penalty in the case of undeniable guilt.
Well, in that case, yeah, I guess you're right, Manwich, because in the case of someone who's pleading guilty like this, you could just say, okay, well, if you want to die that badly, maybe they could just kind of hand him some arsenic. Like, here you go. If you really are intent on dying, go ahead and kill yourself. At least then nobody's blood. Nobody has blood on their hands.
Anybody in prison can kill themselves with a sheet.
Yeah, it's true. 1-800-259-9231. It's your show. Take control. Anything goes. We got plenty of stuff coming up. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. This is the Live Saturday Show. Free Talk Live.
For some time now, many people have heard of the benefits of Oregacin, Oreganol, Oregamax, and the many other health products from North American Urban Spice. Dr. Cass Ingram has stated,
extracts of wild oregano, notably the P73 oil, in particular the P73 Oregacin, completely obliterate the human cold virus in 20 minutes in one dose with a 100% kill.
Health and well-being can be achieved by using the all-natural Urban Spice products from North American Urban Spice. Call 877-817-9829 to order or ask for a free catalog. The oils, juices, and capsules manufactured by North American Urban Spice are from the finest raw materials in the world, which is why North American Urban Spice is recognized as the leader in natural herbal products.
The herbal medicine has the exact frequency, the exact chemistry to kill any germ.
Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and start down the road to herbal health. Herbs and spices or doctors and drugs, the choice is yours. Call 877-817-9829 to order your North American Urban Spice products today.
If you're still sleeping on an ordinary flatbed, call toll-free to get free information about super-relaxing, super-comfortable Craftmatic Monaco model adjustable beds. Call toll-free and I'll mail you an informative catalog, plus a special 30% off savings certificate, good for a whopping 30% off any Monaco. Monaco beds adjust electrically at the touch of a button to raise your head, back, legs, and feet into 1,001 relaxing positions. Watch TV, read, eat, sew, do crosswords, or just elevate your feet and rest. Then turn on the bed's soothing heat and built-in massage. Before you know it, you'll drift off into wonderful, relaxing, rejuvenating sleep. To get your free Monaco catalog and 30% off savings certificate by mail, call toll-free.
Call toll-free 1-800-413-8787. That's 1-800-413-8787. That number again, 1-800-413-8787.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try No BO. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. No BO is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NO-BO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with No BO. That's no-bo.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the number for you to get interactive with us. And we'll talk to you about whatever's on your mind. And it's Ian here with you.
And Manwin.
And don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We got the archive section there, the last 6 days worth of the show, fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. There's no logging in required. There's no membership fee. You just go and get them. You can sign up for the podcast as well. Plus, we've got voting links right there so you can help us out. Cast your vote for Free Talk Live. It'd be much appreciated if you do that. It's all there for you at freetalklive.com. So, man, which I think we finally caught up on all this email here. And again, the email address is ftl@freetalklive.com. One of the issues that we've covered recently on the show, and it seems to just come up time and time again, and of course the whole Terri Schiavo case has generated it, I think recently for Free Talk Live, is marriage and privatizing marriage, getting the government out of the marriage business. And actually, as I wait for the internet to respond on this particular article about privatizing marriage, I saw something earlier when I was doing some show prep tonight about another one of these kooks. They've already arrested a few kooks, I guess, nearby the Terri Schiavo situation. Well, there's another one.
Are they armed?
This one was attempting to arm himself. He actually went into a gun store and I guess pulled out a box cutter.
Uh-huh.
And smashed some of the cases in the gun store,
demanding that
he have a gun, and telling the owner of the store that if he wouldn't give him a gun, he was against God and against Terry, and just a frightening situation. Of course, the last thing you ever want to do is try to rob a gun store. So naturally, the gun store owner pointed a weapon at him, and the man's very fortunate that he didn't fire it.
Yes,
He ordered that he lay down on the floor. Apparently he didn't listen very well and ran out the back door, and I think it's unfortunate that he didn't get shot.
Well,
but
the man was deranged.
He was. Totally nuts.
This case really has excited a lot of Americans.
It's bringing out the kooks, that's for sure.
So I probably wouldn't have shot the guy either.
I think he wanted to actually barge into the hospital with a gun and try to commandeer like a water cart and get her water or something like
that. That's going to go well.
Anyway, the Terri Schiavo controversy, this from LouRockwell.com. Anthony Gregory writes, the Terri Schiavo controversy has brought on an avalanche of partisan bickering, federal usurpations, arguments over the sanctity of life and personal choice, questions about the role of the judiciary, and many considerations about the role of politics and the future implications set by today's precedents. One of the most interesting aspects of the case is how liberals have been correctly accusing the right of hypocrisy on issues of federalism, and how conservatives have responded with their own correct accusations of leftist hypocrisy. As in most political scandals, both sides are right about one thing, that the other side is inconsistent. At the forefront of these accusations of hypocrisy, we see much finger-pointing regarding one recurrent theme in American politics and the so-called culture war, the relationship between government and the institution of marriage. The liberals observe that the right is hypocritical on the sanctity and the sovereignty of marriage. Why isn't Michael Schiavo given the benefit of doubt if he is indeed the legal husband in a heterosexual, conservative-approved marital arrangement with Terry?
Yeah.
Are they basically throwing up their own concept of marriage and
right.
slicing it to pieces?
A couple of months ago, it was the sanctity of marriage can't be disparaged. You know, you can't. That's kind of my rhymes there.
Yes, it did. Good one. You should trademark it.
Good one. But basically, they were saying, you know, oh, they're worrying about the sanctity of marriage now, when the sanctity of marriage is inconvenient for the,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't call this so much the right, but certainly the religious right.
Okay.
The pro-lifers. This,
right.
Because this issue is less about Terri Schiavo and more about abortion than so it would seem.
Okay.
It seems to have been hijacked by the abortion people.
They're basically saying now, though,
now,
okay.
I can't, and it, in a total agreement with that, I think that Michael Schiavo has the right to make the decision, and because he does have the right to make the decision, and that's just the way that is.
Right.
If Terri didn't want him to have the decision,
she shouldn't have married
him. At the same time, I don't understand why this guy can't give his... I mean, if her parents want to take care of her...
Let him. Right. Yeah, I say, just that. He could have ended it 15 years ago and just said, Here,
you freaks.
Have fun.
Apparently, I don't know how... What the... I can't follow the money. And that's what always bothers me.
Mm-hmm.
I like to follow the money, because
mm-hmm.
I always believe that that's the big motivator. May not be in this circumstance, but I wonder.
And it really does seem...
And from what I get is that the Terri's father thought that Michael was just the greatest guy in the world until Michael just let it be clear, you're not getting any of this money that I got in the as an award. And then suddenly things started... Then he's... all these accusations about Michael possibly being a wife beater and things like that.
It's just a nasty,
so
nasty
much
case. Yeah.
People are so passionate about it.
On both sides.
Yes.
It's a nasty case. People are just being nasty to one another, and nobody's doing the right thing, necessarily. I think mm-hmm. the right thing for Mr. Schiavo would have been, again, like you were saying, just hand her over. Look, dude, just hand her over. And just forget the fight. Although he really must, according to sources, he's been offered money, and he's turned it down, so he really must believe that this is what she wanted, right? It's just bizarre.
It could be. I mean,
we're not here to rehash those facts. We're here to talk about marriage. The conservatives' response...
Well, I would say that that just about everybody would agree that they themselves, so I'm going to use the first person, I would not want to be in her circumstances. I would rather die. Most people, the vast majority of Americans, yes, would rather die than be in the condition Terri Schiavo's in.
Well, then why are so many people out there pushing for her?
They don't care. You know, it's this whole sanctity of life issue.
Well, the conservatives respond by saying the left is only appealing to this as a ploy, perhaps to further some of their some other greater anti-family values agenda. And if liberals really cared about marriage, they wouldn't try to dilute it by legalizing it for homosexuals. Of course, the ideal libertarian solution to the gay marriage question is not really on one side or the other, but simply to privatize the entire institution. To re-privatize it, I guess you should say. If people wish to consider themselves married to each other, let them do so. Draw up any relevant private contracts to handle the details of the arrangement, and live their own lives in peace. If third parties wish to consider any given pair of people married, that should be their choice. So, your insurance company, for instance.
Yes.
The hospital. They should be able to choose what determines if you're married or not. Not the government.
I agree.
No one, heterosexual or homosexual, if you really agreed, you would have had a non-government marriage.
That's not so. Why? Why can't I have a government marriage?
Well, you
it's
don't
available
agree that
to
much,
me.
Do you?
It's available to me. I thought that I would benefit myself of it.
No one, heterosexual or homosexual, would have any special rights under the law. Hospital visitation rights and other such matters would be handled contractually and decided by the private individuals and institutions involved, and not the state. No one would have to see government give marriage licenses to some, but not others. And no one would have to see the government legitimize any marriage that he or she doesn't personally approve. It really would put an end to the entire controversies, all of the controversies, in regards to marriage. It would make divorce a hell of a lot more palatable. It would make it more customizable to each person's relationship and their wants, needs, and desires for the future. It would make it so heterosexuals and homosexuals could get married or not get married, or make their own choices without making other people angry. It really is the only one-size-fits-all solution to this. And we want to hear from you. What do you think? Should we get the government out of marriage completely?
It's the only fair way to go.
1-800-259-9231. What could possibly be wrong with getting the government out of marriage completely? I want to hear from you. 800-259-9231. Or, of course, you could change the topic. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. Take control.
We've all heard about the benefits of infrared light therapy, but never have we heard of anything as amazing as this. Diamedics, the leading authority on polychromatic infrared diode therapy in the U.S., now offers its patented PayneX 2000 to the public. The PayneX 2000 uses the same technology NASA uses aboard the space shuttle and the same technology used by the Navy SEALs. Now it's available to you. The PayneX 2000 is FDA cleared for joint aches and pains, increases circulation, and relaxes those achy muscles. Diamedics is literally written the book on polychromatic infrared diode therapy. Using five different wavelengths in the PayneX 2000 has made it the most advanced infrared light therapy product on the market today. With over 12 different models to choose from, there's a PayneX 2000 device for everyone. Visit Diamedics.com. That's Diomedics.com. Or get your free catalog today by calling toll-free 888-972-4699. Again, your free catalog, toll-free 888-972-4699.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy-turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
My doctor was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cardivite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cardivite, that's all changed now. I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cardivite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cardivite.
We all use Cardivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cardivite. Cardivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. Specially designed to improve your health, come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cardivite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cardivite is a natural thing. To the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is your show. You take control. Anything goes, political, personal, whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. It's the live Saturday night edition of the show, and it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, so there is just plenty of time for you to get your calls in and literally set the pace, set the topic, hijack the airwaves. You're on Free Talk Live. Actually, we have more emails rolling through, but again, if you want to guarantee to get your thoughts on the air, phone calls are the way to go. 1-800-259-9231. We're talking about government marriage right now. That's the situation as we know it today. You can't get married legally without the government approving of it, and I think that's what's ruined marriage, personally. Marriages these days just ain't what it used to be. At least, not that I can speak from experience, because I'm only 24, but just from what I'm told, you know, the divorce rates are going up.
Significantly higher.
But yeah, I'm 50% or more. Isn't it up to close to 60 now? I'm not even sure what the numbers are, but it's over 50.
It seems to hover right around 50.
It's over 50% of marriages end in divorce, first-time marriages, and then it's something like 80% of second-time marriages end in divorce. It's just not good. It's not a good... As far as just... If you're just going to be a gambling man, not a good gamble to get married. And especially if you got assets that could possibly be forfeited. So keep that in mind. And here's what Anthony Gregory from LeeRockwell.com is suggesting, which is something we've suggested a number of times on this show. Just get the government out of it. End government involvement in the marriage process. And that's how it used to be. It's the way marriage was handled for the most part throughout the 19th century, when people were married by their own churches and in their own hearts. Marriage is a personal, private, spiritual matter. Government should have absolutely nothing to do with it at all. The Terry Schiavo case underscores the importance of decentralized marriage agreements emerging from individual initiative rather than state sanction. The question as to whether Michael should get to make decisions for his wife is currently blurred because of the one-size-fits-all construct of state-licensed marriage and all of the exceptions and complications that predictably develop from such a construct. And that's the biggest problem with the government, is it's one-size-fits-all. It's same thing with government education. Well, we are the government, and we say this is what you need to learn.
Yes.
So everyone in America will learn this curriculum.
Yep.
Well, what if I don't learn that way? What if there are kids that don't like, you know, that aren't very accepting towards that method of teaching? They're not going to learn very much, and they might end up being burger flippers for the rest of their life. That's not very fair to them.
And one has to wonder if kids in Hawaii and kids in Florida really need to know the same things. I mean, isn't there other... it would seem to me that there's some things that should differ.
Absolutely.
And the government would like to see it homogenous.
Government doesn't allow for that sort of thing. Government is, again, one size fits all on every issue.
And the fact is, the United States was number one in the world as far as education went until the federal government got involved.
Yeah, until the 50s.
We've steadily kind of slid down, and we're nowhere near the top now.
No, not at all.
And nobody, it seems to be fine with everyone now.
And we're graduating kids that can't even read.
Yeah.
A high school diploma means
and
nothing.
No one could even imagine that this matters at all.
What do you mean, no one can imagine it?
No one even imagines that that's the issue, that the government took over the schools, and that that's what's causing...
that is what did it.
Yeah, it is what
Why can't
what
they imagine it?
No one seems to... Have you ever talked to anybody,
outside of the studio,
outside of the studio that agrees with... That could imagine that that was what it was? You might talk to them and tell them, but... And they might agree with you, or they might be just saying yes to get you away from them, or whatever.
That's a great point, because, yeah, if you were to bring up the education issue with somebody, they would just say, well, we need more money.
Yes, it's always more money.
There's not enough money. They're spending the money in the wrong way. We need to change the curriculum, because one size can fit all. No. Everybody is different. We're all individuals. Sure, we're all men and women, and we all have similar characteristics, but on the inside, up in the brain area, the gray matter, things are done differently, person to person. Different synapses fire, and everyone has different personalities. Everyone has different ways that they learn. You've heard of the kinetic learning, mm-hmm. and the auditory learning, and what's the other one?
Visual
learning. Yeah. So we need to have schools that are able to adjust to the people that
are... different parents want their kids to be taught different things.
That's a whole other issue.
Mm-hmm.
And we're actually straying away from the marriage thing. The question as to whether Michael should get to make decisions for his wife is currently blurred because of the one-size-fits-all construct of state-licensed marriage and all the exceptions and complications that predictably develop from such a construct. If individuals were to spell out contractually what kinds of decisions were in the domain of their spouses and when exceptions would be appropriate, and individuals made agreements with voluntary third parties to ensure the contracts were respected, there would still obviously be some problems, some tough calls, and controversies. Some of the controversies surrounding Terry Schiavo in particular might still exist, but at least they'd be minimized and sorted out by the people most involved and not by some state judge, and especially not by the President of the United States. Some would say it's crude to expect people to write out the terms of their marriage. Perhaps this is somewhat true, but not much could be cruder than the government licensing and approving marriages and the conflicts that inevitably result and amplify to become unnecessarily relevant on a statewide or even nationwide basis. The marriage controversy, like most battles in the culture war, has done nothing to advance righteous values, civility, and freedom. It has politicized an issue that should be private, religious, and personal. It has distracted many good conservatives and liberals from the explosion of government power, the weakening economy, the degradation of tolerant moral culture, and the trampling of American liberty. It has made enemies between people who have no reason to hate each other, and very little to gain from being adversaries. Pitting people against each other in terms of religion versus secularism, alleged bigotry versus alleged hatred of family values, and other conflicts that would be much better resolved eliminated altogether, or at least limited in their destructive and distractive potential,
yeah. And
if divorced entirely from the realm of politics.
And it's all about government involvement in marriage.
That's right.
Yep.
Because none of these people would be pit against one another if government wasn't involved in this issue. The gays and the religious people would not be trying to kill one another over who gets to get married. You'd each be able to decide. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a high vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug, and in just minutes, your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, the Saturday night edition. We're here live. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can bring up anything. Whatever's on your mind, political, personal, take control at 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We have got the Shrine of Female Listeners there with dozens of ladies who have taken the time to send their photograph in to us, and we put them up on the Shrine because we are proud of our female listeners here on the show. In fact, if you're a lady and you call in, you actually get jumped up to the front of the line. Like, if we got four or five guys on hold, yeah, if we only have two guys on hold, you will be first. Even if they've been on for 30 minutes, even if they've been holding for 30 minutes, female calls go first. Free Talk Live.
That's the way we do it.
So,
I was thinking about what we were saying previously, that this whole situation could have been avoided by the government not being involved in marriage, and I kind of wonder if the situation occurred and the government had never gotten into licensing marriage to prevent black people from marrying white people back mm-hmm. in the Civil War times, and then didn't get kind of hooked on that, you know, few bucks that they make for, you know, doling
the
out
licensing
these licenses. Because that's really all we're arguing about. is that the government shouldn't be giving these licenses out.
That's right.
We're not saying that marriage wouldn't exist.
No, absolutely not.
We're just saying that people would be able to create different marriage contracts.
Correct.
And they still really can, sort of.
You can have prenups.
Yeah. And so, I mean, if Terry Schiavo and Michael Schiavo were married and the situation, he would still have if they were under a quote-unquote standard marriage,
mm-hmm.
if they decided, well, we'll take the standard marriage.
Right.
We'll go to the Episcopal Church and she is Catholic and he's Jewish. If I
nah, I don't know.
Schindler, Schiavo.
Take your word for it.
He's Jewish. He's
whatever.
Anyway, they got the standard issue marriage. Well, he would still be in charge, and there would still be the issue. And it may have captivated the nation more,
Would it have been as much of an issue? Because wouldn't it be more ironclad that way? Look here, it says right here in this contract that if there's some sort of medical issue, I get to make the decisions, right?
I don't know there would be still
look,
be precedent.
Here it is, on
now,
paper.
Now, because there'd still be precedent in the law as to what marriage is.
Mm-hmm.
It's a quote-unquote marriage contract, and
what the precedent is. It's what's in your contract.
All contracts have a certain level of precedent in them. I mean, there's understanding to contracts.
Okay.
And, courts rule on those things. So I think that the marriage quote-unquote contract would have a certain precedent to it.
Well, Anthony Gregory says it wouldn't necessarily have prevented what's happening today.
No.
But it would sure as hell make things a lot easier for a lot of people. The politicians, on the other hand, sure don't want this. They like the marriage issue. Things as special and unique to humans as marriage and the love involved, once licensed and stamped by the state, provide for the establishment an ideal political issue, proven to get the grassroots constituencies charged and energetic, and guaranteed to bring in campaign contributions. Impossible to resolve through pure principle and successful in further entrenching in our culture the notion that politics is the proper arbiter on morality, virtue, and even human love. Meanwhile, the deficits, wars, and government attacks on liberty and family continue. It's sickening, and unfortunately, the Schiavo controversy has succeeded for the politicians in all these regards as well. The murderous Republican politicians can pretend to be pro-life. The nationalist Democratic politicians can pose as pro-local control. Though there are principled people with principled arguments on different sides of the issue, we know for sure that this, like other family and marriage issues, will not be resolved through principle or concern for the people affected. Instead, all we get is more politicization and centralization of decisions that are best made by people who have a stake in what happens. More Free Talk Live coming up. This is your show. Take control.